here we go.
Siyata Shmaya. And Torah from the Rapshitzer, Schussi Gin Alena, the Zer Kodesh, the Talitzim Rapshitz, and Torah from the Bashant of Akadesh. Just to mechazik yourself, we're holding back 32 days, lave days until Purim. Right, 30 days from tonight is Tiny Sester.
Sort of a costume already? You ready to roll?
There you go. There you go.
Awesome.
Alright, ready, Chevra? Okay, so we say this every day in davening, so we have to know that when we read the Shir Sayam, it's not just Stam that we read that as it's happened back then. Either if you look at the words of the Zohar Kaddish, and I think the Shlach quotes it, is there's a person you should have in mind every single time you're saying Az Yashir, that you are mamish walking through the Yam. He says, every single time you say that, you should stop before you start, by Yosh Hashem, and just picture that in your mind, that what I'm walking through the Yam now. So let's learn a Torah from the Heilige Rav Shter. I learned this yesterday morning before Shabbos. It was Mamash Mechazek me. I was about to get up and start dancing, but Menachem Yisrael was still sleeping, so that would have been a bad idea. Here we go, Chavra. Vayosh Hashem Bayamahu. Vayisrael Miyam Tzayim. Chulu. Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem. Here we go. Yesh Lahavin. Eich Efshar Lios Yare Mito Yisbarach Kod Ha'amuna. Right, first it says Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem, that they had fear. Vayaminu Ba'Hashem. So he asks the question, how is it possible to have Yiras Shemayim before I have Emunah first? Sheheich Yirei Es Hashem im Eino Mamin b'metziyoso. That how could you have Yiras Shemayim if you don't believe in it? Right? You hear how that works? It's a good question, no? Ra, ka'inyan ad-derech shekasa b'svarim, like it says in the Heilige Svarim HaKadoshim, shetafsu umanos avosem b'yadeyam. Right? When it says that we screamed out to Hashem, what does Rashi say? Right, what does Rashi say?
About
when it says that we screamed out to Hashem, right? Rashi says that what do? We grabbed on to the profession of our avos. Haperush shemashe vayitzaku bnei Yisrael Hashem, hu haya aderech mitzvas anashim lumdeha. That it wasn't that. If you look at Rashi, it's not that we screamed out on our own. It's just that we didn't know anything else, so we said, "What do our avos do?" But it didn't really come from us. It was more that, oh, we're just going to do what our avos did, right? So there's a concept called aderech mitzos anashim milumdeha. I mean that just as you know how to put on your tefillin and you do it every day, right? You don't think about what you're doing. You just do it because I know that, right? Or asher yatzar, for example, right? How many people actually think about what they're saying in asher yatzar? And most people are walking around and already on the phone. Unless you're Bayochai, right? So that's the Nakuda. Is that what? It was just something that everyone else did. Right? Yerushas Avos. Shelamdim Shekavshas Tzara Tzarech Liktzok El Hashem Yisbarach. That we learn from the Avos that what? That when you're in a state of a Tzara, what do you do? What do you do? We all know that what do you do when something's bad? Shiram Asa Mamakim Kersich Hashem, right? How many people actually think of the word that they're saying? Ah, Shiram Asa Nelerim, right? Because that's what everyone does. Kederech Mishalomin Mevosav Ezumanos. Just as if you learned from your father how to be a professional banker,
plumber,
a professional plumber, right? Then that's what you're doing. It's not that you learned it on your own. It's that your dad said, here's the business, right? Aval lohi sigu zeh b'sichlam, but we didn't get that on our own. Rak minag avosem b'yadeim. Rather, it was just that our avos did this. So therefore, we said, oh, that must be what we should do also, right? Uve'emes kein tzarech adam lehaskil v'avodasa yisbarach shimo aderech zeh. The only person which you're all entering into, Yerushana Aleph and Eretz Yisrael, me also, I'm entering in, beside a new son. So every time there's always this chachas in Avodas Hashem. Whenever a person's entering in Avodas Hashem, the entrance in is aderech zeh. Meaning what? V'lavol yiras meita yisbarach aderech zeh. Mikabalas avosav. That what? You do what your parents did. Again, not lavdav because that's where we came from. Sometimes that's not, again, our parents are givaldik, right? But not everyone. I'm sure all of us in Baruch Hashem, I know for me, I'm zochar awesome parents. You guys, I'm sure, are zochar awesome parents. But we know a lot of people who come from parents that don't want them to be in yeshiva. So it doesn't mean what it's saying there. The avos talking about here is avos yisgav, right?
His conscious,
like being chadash, right? Whenever you're having his conscious, mikabelas avosav shemasu lo sheish elokei shemanish lo over al mitzvosav. That the derech you have to enter in is that what? That there's a God who punishes for those who don't follow his way. But if you do the mitzvot, then well, you get schar for that. And through that, you're going to come to have fear of Hashem, to be aware that Hashem's there, right? Godly awareness. Then it is you always have to be going madrega from level to level. Until what? Until you know it yourself. Until you find your derech in avodas Hashem. Mitzad pulosav hanigalim shanira behem rakidulasa yisbar shmo. That what? That you figured out on your own. That you find out how you relate to the Borei Olam. That what? That you're not supposed to be your parents. Right? You're not supposed to be your avos. Right? But the derech is, but you have to enter in like that. Right? Because you have to enter in. But when you start entering in, then it's what it's about finding yourself, not just being someone else. But even after you understand something and you know something, what do you have to do? You have to go back, you have to always tap back into emunah. Because when it comes to chachma, let me tell you a little secret. You're never going to fully know Hashem. Why? Because like the Zohar says, "V'emes leis machshava tfisavei klal," that there's no machshava that could understand Hashem, right? You can't understand. You could try to know as much as you want, but no matter what, it's impossible to know something that's impossible to understand. Hashem is called the Makom. Why? Because He's the Makom Hashalom. I mean, that what? That Hashem not in the world. That the world is in Hashem. Hashem is the Makom of the world, right? That even after you understand something, what do you have to rely on? You just have to go back to what?
Emunah.
And that's emunah shlema. That what? That even after I understand something, I go back to where? To emunah. Is that I don't become such a chacham. Right? I don't try to say like, oh, look at me. I always go back to the emunah. That what? That emunah pshuta. Yeah? Very much is that connected to Purim. Remind me at the end that this whole thing we just read is Mamash Purim. Remind me when we finish that Emunah Pshuta, okay? V'zeh Shekasa, that's why it says in Vayosha, Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem, that we have fear. Mitchila Machmas Emunah Shaya Lehem Avos. Why first we had the year? Why? Because it was the Emunah we had from our Avos. It wasn't our own Emunah. V'achar Kach Ve'aminu Ba'Hashem. Machmas hasagasam amitas. What came from our emunah? That what that we worked on. But what's the nekuda? That the first thing is vayiru Hashem. That what has to be the emunah we have from our avos. That we enter in. That what Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov did it. Therefore, I have emunah Hashem without any questions. But what once you have that and that's a strong basis, now I start finding my Hashem. Not questioning. Oh, does Hashem exist? Does He do this? Rather, I know for sure 100% Hashem runs the world. But what now? I find my derech. I find myself in it. We'll have an od. Halo kvar ksiv vayamena am v'yishmu ki pakod Hashem es b'nei Yisrael. Didn't already said before that we already believed in Hashem? V'lama amar kan achar kol nisim emin v'Hashem. So why after all the nisim does it then say what? Vayamini v'Hashem. Didn't we already have emunah? Right? And say bracha b'siyat v'shmaya. Whatever we need strong amens. Baruch atah adonai Eloheinu. Melech Haimam Shakol Nia Bivaro.
Amen.
Amen. Rak Aderech Hanizgalel. Shadayin. Lo Hayam Mitchila Emunah Shlema. No, because what? When the first time it said that we had Emunah, it wasn't Emunah Shlema. It wasn't complete faith. Rak Sheminu Machmas Sheshamu Mimoshe. Shaya Neman Beinim. Because what? We heard it from Moshe. And we trusted in Moshe. Right, even if you hear something that's like a chiddush, that's their own thought from like a trustworthy. Right, for example, if Matel Zilber, if Rubenstein came right now, or if Weinberg came right now, told you something, right, and said you wouldn't like question it, like how does it work? I don't know. You'd believe it. Why? Because they're a trustworthy person. Or if the Rosh Yeshiva came, right, and told you something, you wouldn't like question him. You'd have a moon in him. Right, since this holy person is telling me this, for sure he's not lying, right? But if what? If Ashana Aleph Kid is not Shomer Shabbos told me this chiddush, then what? Then maybe I don't know.
Then you should still be down on Shabbos.
No, of course, but still, then you'd be like, where'd you get that from? Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Right? No, but I'm saying if Weinberger, let's say sort of Weinberger came and told something, you wouldn't first go up to him and be like, oh, can you prove it to me? You would trust him, probably.
I mean, you would trust him, but you still probably want.
No, of course, of course. But I'm saying on the me, you would on the surface, you wouldn't approach it. Prove it to me. You'd approach it. That what? I believe that. Now, I'll find it. But if your friend told you that, you'd be like, that sounds like, again, you should have mooned him, but maybe like show me inside. Right? Masha ain't kein ata. Bo Yisrael la'emuna. But now we came to real emuna. What we came to real emuna is that our own fundamental emuna. It wasn't. It wasn't that what we put it on top of it. It's allowed to be on top of it. Don't. Yeah. Yeah. Lo sheminu b'Hashem achmas emuna b'Moshe. Right.
Can break it.
Right. No, it's not that we had emuna Hashem because we had emuna in Moshe. Rak adraba sheminu b'Hashem. Rather, what we had emuna in Hashem u'machmaseh. Is that we had a emuna in Hashem, and therefore we also had a emuna in Moshe, because what Moshe was a trustworthy Eved. But what that our emuna came from, that we had our own emuna, that we were strong in it. That we base it on our avos, that our avos had emuna, therefore I have emuna. That Moshe Rabbeinu is trustworthy, therefore I have emuna. But what is it? But madrega of madrega. But I have to be building it up. Right? You're not going to become a tzaddik Yisrael in one day. You have to build up the foundations of emuna. Right? But the nekuda is that you never question your emuna. You have the emuna that what? My avos have emuna, that's all I need. Acha hergel yateva. Until what? What you're used to becomes your teva. Exactly. That's when you come to emuna shlema. So what is it? It's a process to get to emuna. But what is it? How does it start, the emuna? Is that I have to realize that what? That I don't know it on my own. And I have to learn from my rebbeim. Right? I have to learn from my avos hakadoshim. Learn from that. That's what the whole Indian of Sefer Bereishis and Shmos is. It's what it gives us mamash emuna to see how things happen, to see how everyone survived. See Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, right? Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Well, not David yet, right? And then Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, right? And all these Indian. What's mechazik emuna? That first we had. That's why it says Vayiru Ames Hashem. The first we had Yira from where? From our avos, like exactly Zechariah Moshe. High five, right? And then what? Then Vayamin Bashem. Then we had our own emuna. That way we developed it. So I think it comes out very beautifully from a Torah from the Bashem Tav Kaddish. Schus Yogen Aleinu. In Kuf Mem Aleph in Amud HaTfila. This is on Parshas Noach. On Parshas Noach, Bashem Tav has over 170 Torahs.
Just on
Amud HaTfila. Bashem Tav Kaddish has 168 Torahs just on Tfila. Right? Just on Tfila. Here we go, Chabri. Ready? Tam. Lama anu orim elokenu velokei avosenu. Right? Why in Davin do we say elokenu, that our God, velokei avosenu, but also the God of our fathers? Ki yesh nei sugei b'nei adam haminim b'Hashem Yisbarach. There's two types of people who have emunah in Hashem. Aleph. Shemamin b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu machmas shaholeich b'darchei avosav hakadmonim. That the first one is we have emunah. Why? Because of how our fathers went through it. Him koze emunah so chazaka. Right, but the emuna, it's not our own emuna, but what? It's chazak. It's very strong. Vabez in the second type. Who misha bo ala emuna hadas machmas achakira. The what that he figures it out. He's choker b'davar, and what he figures it out of emuna. So what's the difference between the two of them?
One is your own, and one of them is somebody else's that you're just doing because.
Good, good. So here's the Bashams is going to explain also exactly like Av Mitzvah just said. Shasug ha'alif yesh lo mala, that the first person has an advantage. Why she'ef shalif tosa? So what? You can't trick him. You're not going to be able to make him into a kofer. Afim yomru lo kam chakiris hasotros. Even if you try to prove to him that God doesn't exist, why ki emunasol chazak mitzak kabbalas avosav? Because it's very strong. Why? Because it says my avos. I don't have any questions. Of course I know. But ve'od shelo chakir me'olam. Aval yesh lo chisar, but he also has a deficiency. Shehemuna etzlo hu rak mitzvas anashim lumdeh, like we quoted before from the Rezar Kodesh. So what? That it's just that he was taught this. Bili tam v'seichel, without any reasoning. Right? Mean that what? That he never developed it on his own. Yeah?
He doesn't feel any like strong connection. He said, don't make you feel a keva, like he's making his whole life.
Perfect, keva. Perfect. Right, but again, it's not bad, because he has a muna, but what? Exactly, but he could be a very dry Jew, and he could be very dry and really really dry, right? But he has a moon. But what about the second one? Avala beis yesh lo mala shemachmas shehikir bore isbarch machmas godal chikraso, because he worked to figure it out. Hu chazak b'muna shlemo b'ahavik mura. Therefore, what? He's very strong in his emuna because he developed it. Aval gam kein yesh lo chisaron. He also has something deficient. What? Shebikal yichol matosa. You could easily trick him. Vim yavu lo rayos hasotros achiros chas v'shalom. What if you bring him proofs that what God doesn't exist? There's no Ashkacha Pratis. That's what Chevra. During the time of the Yavanim in Chanukah, a lot of Jews became Hellenists. Why? Because it wasn't Emunah Pshuta there. It was what? The whole Inyan by Yavan is what? God doesn't care about you. God does not have Ashkacha Pratis. He created the world. Their Shita is what? Hashem created the world, and you know what's happening to the world now? It's called autopilot. He's up there, and there's nothing going on down here.
What was the thing missing in the first one?
The first one is that he didn't develop it on his own. So now if I ask you, Aval, Mishishne Amidas Biado, which one's better? Ein Lamal Mimenu, Tainu Shesomech Alavosa Vakamon Bechozek. The Gam Kein Valo Ayideh Shechakir Ba'atmo, Zohi Emunah Shleim V'tova. This is rather, which one's better? The one that's better is what? You have to have a combination. You have to have one and two. Meaning what? That you have to develop it, you have to develop your Emunah, but also to know that what? You have to have Emunah Shleima, that from your levels. Right? Just as my parents had Emunah, I also have Emunah. So but the Nikkuda is the way you have to build it on your own also.
So what if someone loses Emunah that they got from their parents?
So then that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna.
What do you do?
Well, if he's not working on his own Emunah, he's gonna go off. So that happens. That's why you have to be always working in both. Again, Emunah Chevra, it's not just talking about the way we grow up. It's also you have to go back to our generations, our tzaddikim, our rebbeim. That's also your father, right? Like it says in the Gemara, if chas v'shalom a person's father and rebbe are drowning, who do you save?
Your rebbe.
Why? Because your father brought you into this world, and your rebbe brings you to Olam Haba. Again, hopefully that doesn't happen. But see also that a father, a rebbe, has shaychus to teaching, has shaychus to having a child. Like my father, he always says to my rebbeim. For example, he called Rav Rubenstein right after we had a baby boy. He called Rav Rubenstein and said, "Oh, Rav Rubenstein, Rebbe, Mazel Tov." And Rubenstein's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I meant to call you Mazel Tov." He's like, "What are you talking about? You're as much his father as I am." Why? Because it says any person who teaches someone Torah, it's as if they gave birth to them. Right? So you see that. So listen to this, Chevra. V'laze anu omrim Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. That's why we say Elokeinu, our God, v'Elokei Avoseinu. Meaning what? Gam ish l'paris b'zeh ha'kasev. Tamu uru kitov Hashem. So what does it mean, Elokeinu? That it's our God, that I worked on my own, but also what? V'Elokei Avoseinu. That's also what? The Amun I have from my fathers. Right? V'yiru amas Hashem. The what? It's the Yira from our Avos. V'aminu b'Hashem. And then I also have my own Amunah. That's what it says. Tamu uru kitov Hashem. Until I'm lamadal. Ratzalomar tamu. That what? Me'atzmechem. L'hargish atam. You have to taste it your own. Figure out the Amunah. And you're going to see Lashon Re'iyas Hanhagas Kimosh Anaga Avosav. That Ta'amu Re'u, that taste it, but also see from your father, to combine them, right? To have both of them going at the same time. So I said before, we come back to Purim. So what does this have to do with Purim? Is that Nekudah of Purim goes like this. From before we saw from the Rapture, that after you have all the Chachma, what do you do with all that Chachma? You go back to Emunah. Yeah? So there's a Torah that goes like this. That Rav Nachman says, Likud HaMaran, says, Tachas Hayadiyah She'ino Noda. That the Tachas of Das is to know that you don't know anything. What does that mean?
You always have somewhere to go. You always have something.
Oh, perfect. Madrega. What? That as much as I begin to know, I realize the what? I mamish know nothing. Right?
Actually, have what the what of Das is that?
The Tachas Hayadiyah, right? The purpose of Yadiyah, She'ino Noda. To know that I know nothing. Meaning what? That the higher Madregas you go to, the more you realize that what? I mamish know nothing. Right? It's like this. The further you are from Hashem, the more you think that I know stuff. But the closer you get, you realize what? Whoa. For example, if you look at the sun, right? The further away you are from the sun, the more you can look at it. But what happens, the closer you get to the sun, what happens, you realize that what? I can't look at this at all. I'm not shaykh at all. That's how it works also. So Chevra, what's the day of Eini Yodea? Chayv inish li basume bipuraya ad lo yada. That what? The tachlis of Purim has come to realize that what? That I don't know anything. And I don't have any questions either. Why? Because I have Emunah Pshuta. How do you know that Emunah Pshuta? Because what does it say? It says, "Mechay v'nish lebesum b'rea adlo yada be'wa bein Arur Haman lebarach Mordechai." Right? It says you can't know the difference between Arur Haman and lebarach Mordechai. So what does that mean? If I ask you, what does that mean? Don't say. I spoke about this yesterday. But what does it mean that I don't know the difference between Arur Haman and barach Mordechai? So let's do it like this. Yeah. Take what's Yaakov Moshe? What's the matcha Arur Haman? Right? Arur. What's the matcha? Arur Haman. Arur is 407. Haman's 95. Yep. 502. Very good. So now take Baruch Mordechai. So Baruch. No. Baruch is 228, and Mordechai is 3. Is 274. What do you get? 228. 274. No.
502.
502. But I wanted you to get it on your own and not just have Muna and me, Chevra. So the Likud is, when it says, Bin Arham and Baruch Mordechai, means the what? That Baruch Mordechai is 502 and Arham is 502. And that's so much so, you don't know how to calculate the difference between them. You forget that, oh, it's the same gematria. Right? But what's the deeper Nikuda? Is that what else is gematria 502?
Arur is within.
Arur, Aleph, Resh, Vav, Resh. You know what exactly 502 is? 502 is also gematria exactly, Emuna Pshuta. That's the tachlis on Purim, to come to a place of Emuna Pshuta. And that's the Emuna that our Avos gave us. For example, if you take, how many years did Avram live?
175.
Good. How many years did Yitzhak live?
180.
180, very good. What's 180 plus 175?
355.
Okay, and now how many years did Yaakov live?
148.
147. So now add 355.
502.
What? But the years of our Avos, like Rav Shor says, the years of our Avos is also 502. Is gematria exactly what? Emuna Pshuta. That the B'nai Yisachar has a famous Torah, maybe we'll learn it before the end of the year, right? Before Purim, his famous Torah on that by the Spanish Inquisition, right? By the Spanish Inquisition, I'm just saying this outside now, by the Spanish Inquisition, it was either what? You either convert or you die. And it says a lot of the men converted to Christianity. Why? Because they were choker b'davar, saying, you know what? It makes sense. Why? Because if Hashem really loved me, then what? He wouldn't be killing me. So they said it must be worth it to become a Christian.
And that was 147?
Yeah. And all the women and children, they were all killed al Kiddush Hashem. Why? Because they had a Emuna Pshuta. So we dafka had this past week's Parsha, we had when Amalek comes onto the scene, what does it say? Hayesh Hashem b'kevenu im ayin. Right? That we had a suffix in yesh and ayin. That is Hashem part of us? Does he have Hashkacha Pratis or not? The Nakud is that what we were choker b'davar, we forgot about Emuna Pshuta. The tachlis of everything, the way you beat Amalek is what? Emuna Pshuta.
How do you stop Pshuta?
Hey, Shin, Vav, Tes, Hey. That's why the way of Arur Haman, the way you curse Haman, is what? Emuna Pshuta. And the way you have Baruch Mordechai is how? Also Emuna Pshuta. Okay, we have to make sure we always have that Emuna Pshuta. And when you have that Emuna Pshuta in the Borei Olam, then what? Then you go to Madriga, Madriga. Then you can keep building yourself. And that's the whole Nakuda of Purim, Chaver. It's a time to come to Adlo Yada. To know the what? I know nothing, but I don't even have any questions on that. Right? But to always be building ourselves, like we saw from our Rebbe, the Rav Shitzer, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Right? And that's how you enter in. So B'siyat HaShemayim, so B'zocha, to live this, live with this Torah of the Zera Kodesh, live with this going into Parshas Yisro, right? To Kabbalah HaTorah, Shavizot, Mekabal HaTorah, and knowing that what? Kabbalah HaTorah comes what? We just said it's Kabbalah. Why? You ever realize that we didn't ask Nasa Benishma? We didn't ask any questions. Why? Because Nasa is like the Bechina of what? We know. Emuna Pshuta. Nishma is now let's go figure it out. But that's how it works.
Kira.
Exactly. What? Nasa. I'm the Kabbalah Torah 100%. I have no questions about it. But what? That's the next clue. What? Nishma? Then I go get it. That's why the whole tanks of Yitzias Mitzrayim is dafka to come to Kabbalah Satorah. So tell you cool remes. Take Gematria. What's Gematria? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Baruch Hai, very good. 891.
Thank you.
So Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria exactly Nasa v'nishma. Like I heard from Moshe Tzvi. That the whole Nekuda of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we just had the last couple of Parshios, is what? Is to come to Nasa v'nishma. That they work together. So Rizuch the Chaver, now we have Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have Emuna and Hashem, Emuna Moshe, now what? Now to come to Kabbalah's Torah and find yourself in Torah. To live with this and live with the hadracha of our tzaddikim and live with the moon of our tzaddikim and b'siyat shemayim azocha that day where we can mamish live adal yada. As that day, see the ziv hashchina b'siyat shemayim. Here aminu, amen.
Amen.